Isn't it a nice song? All the mammies would love that now, this hour of the day. That's Jim Croce, actually. And I'd have to say, I love you in a song, which is going back to 1974. And we'll say hello to Adrian Lynch, I think living out there in Castleknock. The request comes from Anne. And you wanted to hear Night Owl. We'll play that in one or two records time for you as soon as we dish it out for you from the vaults of the library. Heaven knows where it is at this stage. 3 minutes before five, I think I am going to do, well, I suppose, we're rather naughty and play this record because I think it is the world's worst release so far, this year anyway. Well, one of them, Boney M, as we all know, is absolute rubbish, but this one is has to take the biscuit. It's Linda Clifford's version, and wait for it, of that lovely song, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Don't forget, you can phone in your comments on that anyway. It's 742043. It's 2 minutes before five. I'm feeling awake today. Makes great change. Yes, that's, of course, Linda Clifford with Bridge Over Troubled Waters. It's 5:02 in Capital Radio. Just got an odd phone call there from somebody that thought they were listening to the other national pop radio service. So this isn't a pop radio service as such, it's a local radio service, whatever. Just had me playing a few lively records. Anyway, we'll say hello to Margaret Cullen, as far as I know it is, Eddie Cullen, Josephine Coleman, and I think that's Alan. I'll sort that one out after the end of the record. Anyway, for all of you listening out there, you're very welcome. Hope you're enjoying the program. And just one more in, I think, which for this particular record, Total Panic here, so we're trying to find it. Anyway, somebody asked me for Night Owl. Here it is. It's by Jerry Rafferty, and it's his latest single. The phone line to Capital Radio is 742-043.
Yourself as you play to the crowd.
Actually, that went out from Margaret, and the request comes in from Anne out there in Castle Knock. Now, I sorted out that other request. It was for Margaret Cullen, and also to Ruth, Ruth Avalette, I think it is. I'll name that anyway. Also to Josephine Coleman and Eddie Coleman there in Our Lady's Hospital there. And hope you're not working too hard today. The sun has gone in once again, so I expect that we'll have another shower. So if you're anywhere, actually there's a lot of people last night. It was very funny. When the first shower came, we're just looking out the window here. It was a very nice evening. All of a sudden there was a noise outside and we looked out and said, oh, it's raining. And boy, did it rain. And there were lots of people running around the place, drenched, and because there were only shirts and t-shirts on, and it was quite comical to see. It's all very well, I suppose, when you're sitting high and dry in the top floor of the studio, but however, here's Earth, Wind and Fire now. This is a very nice song. It's called After the Love Has Gone. And you can ring in as well at 742-043. We're only dying to hear from you.
Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Be sad. Something happened along the way. Yesterday was all.
Yes, that's the new one from Earth, Wind and Fire there, Without the Emotions. Thanks be to God, because that disco single they brought out a while back was, although a chart hit, was quite irritating after a while. That's from the new LP, I Am. There's another track in that called Star, which will surely be their next single, because all the LP actually is very good. Here's Ray Charles from the LP True to Life, and I Can See Clearly Now. Yes, that's of course Ray Charles with I Can See Clearly Now, which came from his LP True to Life back in 1977. I just spent the past 5 minutes getting my head rather big on the phone. Somebody complimenting us so much, it was too much for me. I couldn't take it any longer. Anyway, we'll say hello to Des and Harold Cross, who's saying all sorts of very nice things about the station and the staff. So we'll send the we'll play your record in a few minutes, Des, and we'll send this one out to... He wants to send this one out to actually all the staff of Capital Radio and all his friends in, where is it, Harold's Cross, where you live. Your Van Morrison track will be coming up a little bit later on. Anyway, Des, thank you very much for all the nice things you were saying there. It was too much for me. However, now we're going to hear about some exotic places. The Irish Travel Agency, over 60 years in business, offer you the 1980 Olympic Games in Moscow. A chance to live in an atmosphere of sheer excitement, with prices ranging from £368 for 7 nights in Moscow full board to £598 for 17 nights. Contact the officially appointed Olympic agent, Irish Travel Agency, 8 Delia Street, Dublin 2. Our telephone, 774523. Today.
like a lazy flowing river, surrounding careful Tuscan. And the crowd is growing bigger.
Minutes past five in Canada. That's of course the Doobie Brothers, and listen to the music. Just thinking, actually, I was listening to the radio this morning and listening to Tommy Green, I think it was, and the Boomtown Rats single, I think, are one of the very best singles they've ever brought out. I've really fallen in love with it. Actually, when the Boomtown Rats came out first, I couldn't stand them. I just could not abide them. But apparently, if you know our rock disc jockey, our the real thing, friends, he is, beware of imitations. It's Nicky Moss. Nicky's on holidays for a couple of months in the Bahamas. No, not quite. He's over in London, actually, on holidays, and I doubt very much if he's listening to us over there. Probably not. I'll get some punk rock session, but Nicky sort of built up a cult following, which we're trying to satisfy at night and finding it very hard, but he will be back with us in a couple of weeks anyway. We'll say hello now and good afternoon to Mike and Dave. Didn't say where they were ringing from, but apparently Mike and Dave are over here in Dublin, they're over from England, making some recordings of the various radio stations in Dublin City. At the moment they're taping me. Oh God. However, we'll say good afternoon to you, and he asked me to play some disco. We will. This is Amy Stewart and Light My Fire 137 Disco Heaven. And don't forget the phone lines are still open for your dedications at 742-043.
Fire! Try to put my fire!
though, but I can't get me the old song around it today. And anyway, we have another request for Catherine and Pat, and they're in Grove Park in Rathmines, and they're looking forward to seeing Roscommon beat Dublin in the next final there. And that request comes from Liz. Now, also, I think we've summoned back again. A poor unfortunate working on a switchboard. We know how it is, dear, I can assure you. It's for Margaret. She's working in our ladies' hospital, I think it is. And also say hello to the Mount Argus Folk Club. And that request comes from Ruth. Right, I think we'll take a break from the bang-bang music. Let's hear something from the London String Orchestra. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but... Oh, yes, the theme to Black Beauty. It's called Galloping Home. It's 26 minutes past five. That's Galloping Home, remember that from many moons ago on the television screens on Sunday evenings. Getting a lot of reverb today we are, lads, aren't we? Yes. Never mind, I won't do anything about it just yet. Now, where was I? A request for Van Morrison. I think this is for Des and Harold's Cross. I wasn't forgetting about you, no. This is from the Tubaway Honey LP and Wild Night. Phone line still open, having great fun today at 742-043.
Can you put your shoes down before the mirror? Can you call me here? Grab your coat and laugh. Can you walk when streets try and you remember? All the wild night freedoms in your and everything looks so complete when you're walking out on the street and the wind catches your feet and you fly. People pass by. discover they look so complete.
That's Wild Night, nearly caught me out there. That's from Two Roy Honey LP by Van Morrison. Now we want to congratulate and thank all the various people and organisers connected with the summer project in Darndale. And best wishes and thanks comes from Paddy Gilligan, I think it is, out there listening to us at the moment. And he said anything at all will do, so we'll play Glen Campbell with Wichita Linesman.
Hello, baby!
Stumpin' George. Wednesday night, 11 till 12. Rock and roll, 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 rock and roll.
Capital Radio.
For whatever you do, wherever you go, take your radio.
I'm a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wire. Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like and if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
And
That's, of course, Glenn Campbell with the Wichita Linesman. Before that, of course, you heard our little jingle promotion there for Stompin' George. He's with you every Wednesday night on Capital between 11 and midnight. And, of course, on live and appears live in the Magnet Bar with a rock and roll sort of disco, not a rock and roll disco, rock and roll session, I beg your pardon, at Stompin' George and in Magnet Bar on Monday night at about 7:30. PM if you want to catch him around that time. 7:35 in Capital Radio. This is Chris Barry, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Just a lady on the phone, and she was listening to Coming At You Radio for the past couple of weeks, and said she's tuned into Capital once again because she found it most irritating to listen to. No, I haven't made it up. That's exactly what the woman said. Interesting, isn't it? Right, enough of the slagging. Fab Vinnie, watch out. Here's Thelma Houston, and an old classic from her is called Don't Leave Me This Way. Phone line 742-043, open right now. Minutes away from six, that's Thelma Houston, of course, and Don't Leave Me This Way. We'll take a break. Don't forget the phone line 742-043 for your calls and dedications. Having a lot of interesting people on the... Actually, I love doing Sunday programs because you get an awful lot of people who are just sitting back listening to the radio, and they'll come on the phone and chat to you about the most extraordinary things possible. Never mind, we won't say half, I don't say half of what actually goes out on the phone there, but I wouldn't tell you half of it actually, because I'll probably be fired in about 60 seconds.
The sounds of the 50s and 60s are still available at Sounds Unlimited of Lowell Leeson Street. Thousands of oldies always in stock, and if we haven't got it, we'll get it for you. Also, a wide selection of top 40 albums and singles. All at Sounds Unlimited, Lower Leeson Street, opposite St. Stephen's Green.
Is it the wrong time to let feelings show? And I know it may sound funny, but I should have missed you, honey, more than you could know. I loved you so.
That's Patrick Juve, and that comes from his LP Lady Night and The Gay Parry. Well, the next song is a golden oldie. It's one of the nicest I think Marvin Gaye has ever done. It's called Abraham, Martin and John.
Has anybody here looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot. But it seems the good die young, yeah. I just looked around.
10 minutes away from six, that's of course Marvin Gaye with Abraham, Martin and John. We just had Aidan Tallon's girlfriend on the phone. We'd like to say best wishes and hello to all the DJs in Capital Radio, and of course especially Aidan Tallon. I couldn't find the record you wanted, but I thought this one was just as good, if not better. From the film The Spy Who Loved Me, nobody does it better. Right, Aidan, you can now say I've got a bad cue.
I wasn't looking.
and I saw the film too. The Spy Who Loved Me, the name of the film, and Carly Simon singing Nobody Does It Better, going out to Aidan's girlfriend, Aidan Talon's girlfriend, and of course himself. I forgot her name. Oh well. Now, her friends are listening, Mike and Dave, who are over from England recording the various stations. Switch on your own machine now. Here's a bit of Irish culture for you.
If you want the true characteristic of the Midland boy, say, it's, in a way, it's a sort of a belief in the inevitability of doom and gloom. The motto is that if nothing can go wrong, it will. This is shown by this conversation between a Midland publican who was talking to a colleague of his on the telephone. Hello. Is that you, Mahe? This is Bartholomew here. How's business? I suppose I shouldn't ask you. I hear tell you're after getting prosecuted. Behold, a health inspector, oh, well, what? Putting Master McGrath in the hamburgers. Which of them was it? Oh, I know the lads you mean. Oh, yeah, the pansy-looking fella with the eyebrows. Oh, yeah, well, he'd know all about dog food right enough. Right? Well, I'm only going by what I hear, but they tell me he prefers his pal to his lassie, that fella. He come out to me here last Christmas too over getting an elastoplast in the Florida spring vegetable soup. And I wouldn't mind was the same day wasn't a cook after putting Smorfiga on the roast lamb. And no one complained about it either. But I got hold of it all right because I have a bit of pull, you know. I used to do a class of a line with an aunt of his one time. You know the horsey looking one that makes the sandwiches in the fine gate election rooms? But she got me all of it. But I think we'll have to give up doing this catering altogether because she'd only tank to get his abuse. Take, for instance, there now last week, the golf club asked me to put up snacks for them because their own boiler was after going wallop on them. So I put up a very nice brown Windsor soup. No, it was really lovely, you know. But as luck would have it, wasn't the captain of the golf club the last man in that day because he was after losing his balls out the country. So by the time he got in, the whole thing was gone a bit watery looking, you know. Brown Windsor was looking very thin altogether. So I put a dollop of instant smash into it to smarten it up, you know. And it was very nicely done because I dug out the instant smash with the ice cream scoop, you see. And there was a nice roundy lump of it sitting there in the middle of his place. And he took one look at it and he says, is this a water hazard? Or can I drop over to a pillow tea?
Chip inside her head.